The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Katrina Redmond is with me, the consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Katrina, the autumnal weather's taken hold now. You know, 14, 15 degrees today. You mightn't have the heat on yet, but some people will be thinking that is just around the corner and they're going to be terrified about the bills they might pay. So what can they expect? What's been happening with kind of unit prices over the last little while?
So unit prices for the most part are holding steady. I mean, we are aware, obviously, that one provider has increased their price in the last short while. But overall, like, it's not the unit prices I'd be concerned about. It's the increasing level of cold at this time of the year. Like, generally, when young people go back to school, you're talking about something called an Indian summer. And you might hear people talking about that. But that's when, you know, we have this wonderful sunny weather. And it can get up as high as 19, 20 degrees. And that hasn't happened this year. So autumn is kind of coming in many ways a little bit early, thanks to increased activity in the Gulf of Mexico and across the Atlantic. So that is resulting in colder weather for us. So people may put their heating on a little bit earlier, and that's going to lead to an increased cost down the line.
So when will they see that? I mean, when you turn on your heating in mid-September, when are you having to pay that bill?
So most people will have received a heating bill in the last 2 weeks, particularly if they're using natural gas for central heating. So the next bill after that will happen 7 to 8 weeks down the line. But bear in mind that that'll only be partial because, again, most people haven't turned the heat on yet. So the what I call the oh my God bill is going to happen at the end of December, beginning of January. And that's right. The one where everybody will get a great land. And the timing is just
yeah, that's
wonderful.
When we're all notably loaded just after Christmas at the start of January. Oh, misery.
Yeah.
What can we do to reduce it beyond walking around with big puffer jackets on?
Well, I mean, without walking around with big puffer jackets on, there's nothing wrong with putting on an extra jumper before you start putting the heat on. I mean, I think there is sometimes a misconception that you should be able to walk around the house in your shirt sleeves. No. Wear a jumper if you're cold. And if you're still cold when you're wearing a jumper, then turn the heat on. I mean, not only are you going to save yourself money, but you're also going to save on energy, you know, which is going to be better for the planet. So I think that that's an important thing to think about. But actually, there's a couple of very, very simple things that you can do in your house that are going to save you money in the long term. And the first of these is going to be cleaning your seals on your windows and your doors, because that's going to get rid of drafts.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you've got a tight seal on your window and your door, that's going to get rid of all your drafts, and drafts are how the heat gets in and out. But also it's going to keep your house it much tighter. So it's very simple. All you need to do is get a soft damp cloth or maybe even a paintbrush and take it to the seals of your windows and doors. And if you notice when you're doing that your hinges are a little bit loose, find a local window manufacturer who will replace your hinges. It's definitely not as expensive as replacing windows, because they're horrendously expensive, but replacing your hinges could be as cheap as 30 to 40 euro. So once those windows and doors close tight, that is going to save you as much as 10 to 20% on your heating bill each year.
Ah, lads, 10 to 20%. We can't do much more for you, short of myself and Katrina coming to your house and cleaning your hinges, or tightening your hinges and cleaning your window seals. Katrina Redmond, go on.
I know, I was just about to say.
You wanted to say you're also available for it, are you?
Oh yeah, of course, yeah. But I actually did that myself last year. And the reason why I'm saying 10 to 20% was I saved 15% by fixing the seals in my kitchen.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Listen, Katrina, they must have been filthy. Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.